Hey everyone, this is Calvin Rosser. Welcome back to Storytime. Today I'm going to be talking about how to find what you want to commit your life to through a mission. One of my readers recently reached out to me and said that their biggest challenge is discovering what they want to commit their life to. In other words, what is their mission? And I wanted to speak about this one because setting a mission in my own life has been one of the most fruitful things that I've done. It's provided me meaning and a guiding principle to help steer my actions and provide clarity when the noise starts to settle in. It's also been a very challenging process and one where I've made a lot of mistakes myself and hopefully can communicate how you might make fewer of those mistakes as you look to figure out what you want to commit your life to and what your mission is. And so for those of you who are new to my work, my mission is to empower 10 million people to live a more conscious and fulfilling life. And on that mission, I write, speak, and coach people, all with the goal of helping them live a more conscious and fulfilling life as they define it. Now, when I talk about my mission and my work, I often get the question of, why are you on this mission? And to begin to answer that, I want to talk about, why would you pursue a mission in the first place? And to get specific here, what are we talking about when we're talking about a mission? A mission to me, and perhaps this is an imperfect definition, is a statement of purpose that answers the big scary question of why you're here on this planet. It's informed by your experiences, your values, and your beliefs about the purpose of life. And when you craft a mission that takes all of these things into account, what it does is something very beautiful. It provides you meaning, it guides your actions, and it allows you to live in line with your values. And so when you're faced with difficult decisions in life or need to recognize the existence of certain trade-offs, your mission can be this really powerful guiding force that helps you make those decisions, and it makes life a little bit easier. In short, a mission provides you the guidance you need to live a meaningful life in alignment with your values. And so if that's something that you're looking to do, the next step is, how do you find that mission? And this is not easy to do because a mission is not about following your passion. It's not about just doing the things you like. It's not about maximizing your pleasure. It's a philosophically driven statement of purpose. And so to craft that statement of purpose, you need to start with self-awareness. In my own journey, this really solidified when I was 23 years old. I was working in investment banking. I had a six-figure job. And what I realized, which is something that many people realize, is that a steady paycheck wasn't enough for me. But it took me 23 years to figure this out because I grew up in poverty in Orlando, and my understanding at that time of what a good life entailed was being able to make enough money to afford the things that you wanted to do. And while this has truth to it, what I realized when I became a banker and had some excess was that money in and of itself was not going to drive my sense of fulfillment. So this was an increase in my self-awareness, and what it did was it forced me to confront the question of, do I stay in a job for money? And the answer for me was no. This experience was profound for me because it led to a drastic increase in my own self-awareness. In short, I realized that I wasn't willing to stay in a job that I didn't like simply for a good paycheck. And while I didn't know what the best next step was, that increase in self-awareness helped guide my next action. And the next action ended up being one that really accelerated my own process of self-awareness. I got a job in the tech industry. I had no idea if I wanted to be in tech or if I wanted to be in the job that I was in, which happened to be a marketing-focused role. But what the job ended up allowing was I got exposed to new interests, new skills, new types of people. It gave me the flexibility to travel around the world, so I learned about new cultures. Along that journey, I started reading, and I had a lot of time to myself, away from friends and family and everything that I knew, to really start thinking about life. And so over the course of 2 years, I had this amazing opportunity to reflect every day and really think deeply about what I thought life was about and how I wanted to interact with it. And another interesting thing happened. This job that provided me the opportunity to have that period of reflection and growth in my career and all kinds of other great things no longer felt fulfilling. And so what I had learned in my earlier time as a banker was to lean into that unfulfillment and to figure it out. So at the age of 24, I once again left my job. I had a good paycheck, autonomy, respect from smart colleagues, the flexibility to work from anywhere in the world, everything that you might want on paper, but I had to leave that job because for some reason it wasn't enough. And so instead of leaving that job for another job that I potentially wouldn't like, I decided to give myself some time off to reflect and think even further and really figure out what I wanted to commit myself to. And so I gave myself a year to figure that out. And instead of just floating around and hoping to figure out the answer, I centered that year of time off around a mission. and that mission was to empower people to live a more conscious and fulfilling life. And how I got to this mission in particular, and why this mission, is because the two things I really understood about myself after this 2 years of extended travel was that I loved learning, I loved reading, exploring new concepts about all kinds of things, and I liked helping people through conversations, helping them through sharing my experiences. Whatever it was, I felt this deep sense of purpose and helping someone else find signal in a very noisy world. And I had also seen the ways in which some of the unique experiences and adversity that I had been exposed to had taught me things that enabled me to get through some of the challenges of life maybe a bit more smoothly than if you hadn't gone through those things. So I wanted to share those. What my mission effectively became was a guiding framework to help me spend my time in this year off. And the mission was broad enough to allow me that opportunity to explore, but it was also narrow enough that it zeroed in on the things that I cared about, which were learning and contribution. And so it's been a year since then, and I can pretty comfortably say that having this mission has been indispensable towards finding a fulfilling path. And while I spend my time differently than I might have expected a year ago, I feel a sense of wholeness, and the mission certainly helps with that. It helps me communicate to other people what I'm about. It helps me make decisions about what I want to work on. It helps me know whether a certain path is aligned with my values. It's essentially an amazing, flexible structure that you get to self-create that, by the way, you can also change as you go along, but it's been something that's really helpful, and it's helpful on a day-to-day basis because you never know how you're going to wake up. You might feel tired, you might feel confused, you might have had a bad experience the day before. And I think we often underestimate the way in which these daily myopic experiences can really influence our decision-making in a way that takes us away from what we're really trying to achieve in the long term. So the mission helps me on this front by really solidifying what that bigger picture is and reminding me of what I do need to work on. So to bring this all together, if you want to find out what you want to spend your life on, what you want to commit it to, what your mission is, I'd encourage you to start with this process of self-awareness. And this happens differently for all kinds of people. It might be an experience, a death in the family, a personal health issue, are often ones that deeply increase people's self-awareness about what they care about in life, whether that's relationships, your work, or helping others. But another thing that you can do is you can read. I got into the process of reading after college. I wish I had gotten started sooner, but hearing from the experiences and thoughts of others is a fantastic way to start understanding yourself. A book that really helped me was Awaken the Giant Within by Tony Robbins, which is a very long book, and I'd allocate maybe 1 or 2 months to really read it. It has a number of really useful exercises in it that increase your own self-awareness. For example, it has one where you write down all of the things that you want to achieve in life without thinking about constraints, whether that's financial constraints, relationships, or what you think may be possible. And in doing so, it allows you to create a list that's incredibly exciting and energizing. And from there, you can then dissect what it is that you want to go after and start from a place of possibility instead of constraint. Another useful one is one where you write down all of the things that bring you instant joy. So for me, that's swimming, biking in a city, meditating, etc. And once you understand those things that bring you joy, when you end up in a bad place or you're depressed or whatever it may be, you're having a bad day at work, then you can just turn to that list and do one of the activities that you can immediately access, and from there put yourself in a slightly better place. Doing these exercises can be incredibly helpful because they teach you things about yourself, what motivates you, what you care about, what brings you joy in a way that you don't learn otherwise, or at least that I didn't learn otherwise through my family, my schooling, etc. And by simply understanding these things, you can better design and operate your life in a way that's aligned with who you want to be, what your values are, and the things that really drive you. And that's a really empowering thing because it enables you to break free from what others may think or what others may believe or what others may do, because those things, while they may be popular or they may be all around you, perhaps they're not the ones that ultimately will help you design a fulfilling life. And while this process of self-awareness is sometimes challenging, ultimately it's incredibly rewarding. Because as you start to learn the things that motivate you and share that with other people, you start to get connected with others who share similar values and who might introduce you to different things. And ultimately, you start having more experiences, both through these learning through books and real life experiences that inform you about what it is that you would like to commit your life to. And once you know that, it's much easier to design a mission that works for you. Discovering your mission and the different parts of it really starts with action. You're not going to figure it out by just sitting down and thinking for 5 minutes. You might figure some things out, in fact, more things than you might expect, but it's a process. And it's one that once you start, the ball starts rolling. You start talking to people about it. And even in speaking about it with other people, even if they don't have great ideas about how you might spend your time better, that process of distillation and communicating it to other people can provide you even greater clarity. And that's it for this episode of Storytime. There are tons of resources out there. If you'd like to start with books, I'd encourage you to start with Awaken the Giant Within by Tony Robbins or Designing Your Life by Bill Burnett and Dave Evans, who are two Stanford professors. Both of those books are pretty comprehensive and have some good exercises that will be a fantastic place to start. The most important thing is that you do the exercises as you read the book. Otherwise, the value really isn't there and it might be a little bit boring. I think the one trap that I'd encourage you to avoid is to thinking that you need to figure it out before you do it, because often the things that you do inform what it is that you want to do in the first place. So if you make a decision, realize that you can often reverse that or just learn from it, and you don't need to figure it out all today. No one has it figured out. I don't have it figured out. It's an iterative process. But starting with a mission is a great way to find purpose in life, and it's been something that has really helped me on my journey. Thank you to the reader who submitted this response. I think it's a really important one, and I hope this was helpful.